You're listening to EPN, the E-Podcast Network.
This is Eric Dye, and once again, welcome to Enterprise Radio, your EPN channel, for exclusive interviews with entrepreneurs, small business owners, and some of the world's top executives who are having great success. Today we're speaking with Amy Simpkin, CEO at MuGrid Analytics, which solves wicked problems at the intersection of energy technology and economics using math and modeling. Amy is also an innovation facilitator and author of the recently published book Spiral, A Catalyst for Innovation and Expansion. Amy, a pleasure to have you with us today on Enterprise Radio.
It's a pleasure to be here, Eric. Thanks for having me.
And you're certainly more than welcome, and thanks for your time, Amy. So tell us, why is the energy sector a hotbed of innovation right now?
Well, energy is a really interesting case. And, you know, I came into the energy sector from outside of it. I came in from aerospace. So seeing kind of the differences between the two sectors is it's pretty striking. From the technical perspective, the energy sector has been ripe for change. We're talking about an industry that, you know, generates and transmits your power to homes and businesses that has basically operated in the same way since it was founded like 120 years ago. So we're talking about, you know, obviously there's been some technology development. Obviously there's been the proliferation of energy as homes got electrified, you know, in the 20th century. But by and large, things are pretty much done the same way today as they've, quote, always been done. And so from the technical perspective, as you start to get really truly disruptive technologies through distributed generation modalities like solar power, battery energy storage, wind, biomass, and the list goes on, those disruptive technologies are bringing in, you know, innovation like we've never seen it before. And not just innovation in the technology area, but also innovation in the way the business model looks, innovation in the way distribution of power has to happen, innovation in the way that the contracts are written, the regulatory and policy advancements. Everything has to be thrown out and started over. And it's a really challenging technical problem. But not only that, energy sits at this really unique intersection of individual social equity and social justice and planetary responsibility, which are two huge subjects, two huge non-technical subjects. So we've got this technology piece, and then we've got, you know, access to reliable energy, whether that's on a day-to-day basis in certain parts of the world and also in the face of natural disaster. That's a critical social equity concern. That's the easiest way to start to raise people up is to make sure they have reliable access to energy. And then on the other side of that, we know that our current predominant energy generation technologies of coal and petroleum products is unsustainable and it's not good for the planet. And so you have these kind of three major areas of technology advancement, social equity, and planetary sustainability that's all coming together in energy. And man, it's so hot. It is so ripe for innovation right now.
Certainly an awesome way to lead things off with some great information. Tell us, Amy, why do you advocate for project-based innovation rather than sweeping visionary change?
So it's interesting, right? Because I just said that, like, for taking energy as an example, that like the whole model has to change, not just the generation technology, but also distribution and contracting and the business models. And so you might think it would be great to just come in and like throw everything out and start over. And realistically, that's just really hard to make happen. And if you're waiting for that day to come, if you're waiting for the day that everything gets flipped on its head and we do things in a new way, that day's not coming. Humans, generally speaking, don't operate that way. There have been a few times in history where there have been leaps forward, but even where it seems, we look back and it seems there are leaps, there were years of incremental improvements that went into getting to what seems like a drastic leap. One of my great innovation mentors, who's a creativity and innovation thought leader, his name is Greg Fraley. He told me that great innovations only happen by doing projects. Like, it's all great to sit around with some beers and talk about how you could change the world and make a difference. But until you actually get out there and start putting projects in the ground, you actually saying like, no, really, these are the problems that need to be solved in order to start to even think about making change, you're dead in the water. And so starting with one project, even if it seems like in the case of energy, like a simple solar project, or maybe a simple solar plus storage project, which takes solar and just moves it a little further down the line. Doing projects bit by bit is the way that we get to those sweeping innovations. And I promise you, someday our grandchildren are going to look back at this era and they're going to see it as a massive leap forward. But they won't see the massive leap unless we start by doing one project at a time. And that's something you can take away no matter what your sector is. If you're working in healthcare or if you're working in any other kind of technology, but even if you're working in a non-technical sector like real estate or business or life coaching, thinking about making incremental improvements to the way that you do things to help serve your clients better and to help it, business be easier on you, those things happen incrementally, one change at a time. And you might get to the end and look back and see that you made a massive leap, but really it happened incrementally.
Tell us, how has your work in energy and aerospace informed your study of the subject of innovation? Get into some of those details.
Well, it's funny. I never really saw myself as an innovator. I came up through MIT, and you work with just a ton of smart people at MIT. And getting into energy and aerospace, those are these technology sectors where you really are doing projects. And so it really goes back to the previous question that energy and innovation, energy and aerospace gave me the chance to get my hands dirty in projects, to see how leaps forward actually get made, to see where the process gets stuck, and to see where the human element, the human elements of creativity and emotion and intuition come in and play, so that we can then take that innovation mindset and apply it more broadly, not just to technical areas, but to non-technical areas as well.
Today, we are joined by Amy Simpkin, CEO at MuGrid Analytics, which solves wicked problems at the intersection of energy, technology, and economics using math and modeling here on Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Now, tell us, what is innovation mindset and why is it so important for entrepreneurs and leaders today?
So innovation mindset is an attitude that no matter what sector you're in, you're an innovator. You're an innovator just by virtue of being human. Like, that's what we do. Humans want to make improvements. We want to create changes. We want to make our own lives better, and we care about the people around us and want to make their lives better too. And so I think the tendency is to think about innovation in terms of technology. Well, I don't work on electronics, or I don't work on spacecraft. I'm not an inventor, so I'm not doing innovation. But that's absolutely not true, especially if you're an entrepreneur. If you're an entrepreneur and you're creating a new business to serve a need, and you're bringing your unique perspective and your unique ideas for how to solve problems for people, then you're innovating. And so an innovator's mindset adopts a lot of the design principles from traditional technical disciplines like energy, aerospace, really anywhere in engineering, that, first you have to allow yourself to be open to new ideas. That's really the first step in the process. Then, and you have to welcome those in. Then you have to decide kind of which you're going to pursue and play around with it a little bit. How are you going to start? How are you going to do your first project? And remembering that your first project doesn't have to be the be-all, end-all project. It may just be a prototype, but the only way you're going to move forward with innovation is with projects. And that is the innovator's mindset. So then you take that prototype and you test it out, preferably in front of people with real clients, and get real feedback on how useful it is, how it works, how well did it go. And sometimes in the case of a business owner, how did it go for you? Is it really something you want to continue offering? So you You take that innovator's mindset, you know, the key piece, the critical piece to the innovator's mindset is then after you've gotten some feedback, you've tested some stuff out, you got to take a pause. You got to take a step back and ask yourself, how did it go? And really integrate what just happened. And then either continue on, decide what the next step is, make some changes or adjustments, or maybe you want to throw it all out and start over. But that pause is required. And, you know, in our society where we're just always driving for the next achievement, next feather in your cap, at the next IPO, that pause sometimes gets left out of the process, but it's so critical to take that step back. And you're really going to find that if you take that pause, you are able to move faster. You are able to move forward with more efficiency. And that's true whether you're an entrepreneur or whether you're a leader in an organization.
Yeah, I like your perspective. Tell us, why do you say that innovation is for everyone? You just said that. Talk about that, if you would.
Well, it kind of gets back to what I just said about, you know, we're all innovators just by virtue of being human. You know, even if you're not an entrepreneur or a leader in an organization, I came to this kind of idea that innovation is for everyone. As I became an entrepreneur, I've heard it said that entrepreneurship is the best personal development program that you can possibly embark on. And I have to agree that once I started to be an entrepreneur and want to serve others, start my own business, and wear so many hats in, you know, the bootstrap phase of my business, it caused me to reflect upon myself. How do I do things in my personal life? How do I, you know, interact with my community? How do I want to interact with my community when I have limited time? How do I want to interact with my family, with my kids? How do I want to show up for them? How do I juggle wearing the hats between being an entrepreneur and being a mother and being a student and still needing to take care of my own individual self? All of those personal development questions, sometimes we have a tendency to brush them off to the side, but I think when you're an entrepreneur, you really have to consider those questions. They're really important. And what I found was when I started to dig into the personal development for myself, I found that the innovation mindset applied there as well, that I saw areas in my life where I needed to make changes or wanted to make changes, that I could do better. And so I opened myself to new ideas. How could I do this differently instead of just complaining about it all the time? Well, now I got to build a prototype, or I got to try it out. How did it go for me? And once I tried it out and I got some feedback, whether that's from just from myself or from my family, then I have to take that step back, integrate that, and say, like, okay, how did that go? Did it work? Did it not work? What could I do better in the future? And so that's why I say innovation is really for everyone, that you can apply it, obviously, to any tech that you're working on. That's a given. You can also apply it to your business model in general, the way you run your teams, the way you run your life, and the way that you engage with your own personal development. So I don't believe for a second you have to be in tech to be an innovator. And I really believe that it can drive not only global change, but innovation can drive lasting personal development too.
Well, Amy, it's been awesome to have had you with us, and your energy certainly goes and coincides with the topic. No pun intended. Certainly appreciate the expertise you share within the energy technology space and innovation as well. Tell us, in conclusion, any closing thoughts, a takeaway, a tip, anything else you'd like to share in conclusion today?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, if there's anything I want you to take away from listening to me today, it's that I want you to be able to allow your process to be iterative. Remember that you can always come back around again. The best way to make progress is to try something out. Throw something to the wall and see if it sticks. Make sure that you're taking data, and then most importantly, take that step back. Take a pause to really ask yourself how it went, what you can do differently in the future. Is it working for your clients, and is it working for you? And that, my friend, is an innovator's mindset, and with that, you can change the world.
And what a great place to conclude today's conversation. Amy, great to have had you with us, and before you go, let our listeners know where they can get further information online on MuGrid Analytics and also yourself. Where's the best place online to do that?
Well, if you're interested in talking about energy and solving some wicked problems and moving the energy industry forward one project at a time, you can find us at mugrid.com. That's M-U, like the Greek letter, G-R-I-D.com. And if you're interested in geeking out with me on innovation and maybe having me in to do an innovation facilitation workshop, you can find me at amysimpkins.com.
And that certainly works. Again, Amy, all the best. Thanks so much for joining us here today on Enterprise Radio. Certainly was our pleasure.
Thank you, Eric. Have a great day.
And you as well. We've been speaking with Amy Simpkins, the CEO at MuGrid Analytics, which solves wicked problems at the intersection of energy technology and economics using math and modeling. Amy is also an innovation facilitator and author of the recently published book Spiral, A Catalyst for Innovation and Expansion. And for further details, visit either MuGrid.com or AmySimpkins.com. And this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Tune into our live location as we are streaming live 24/7 around the world at epodcastnetwork.com/live. You can also find our live stream on iTunes Radio and TuneIn Radio, as well as the TuneIn Radio app for your listening convenience. And as always, we thank you for your support and for tuning in.
This is the ePodcast Network.